What?
Baby, baby, I know.
Baby, I know.
Baby, I love you so. But
I
you
love
don't
you
feel like I do.
so.
Tell me, what can I do?
But I gotta be strong.
But I gotta be strong.
Leave me wrong.
Girl, you did me wrong.
Well, I thought we were really down.
I thought we were
So
down.
you say you want me.
Now you say you want me, girl.
Make your mind.
Oh, make up your mind.
Well, I'm not gonna be here for long.
I'm not gonna be here for long.
You know you are my lover.
Loving, baby.
But you got me twisted over
Girl,
you.
you got me twisted over
I
you.
know I got what you
I got
need
what you need
right
right
here.
now.
So what you wanna do? You got me twisted.
Want to Keith motherfucking Sweat with something for your ass.
Okay. Or we got
1994. Never anything.
want you fret now for my love.
Oh, yes, I
Baby, tell me your love.
do. Oh,
If you need love. I remember, what was the other one he had? Oh, she's bad. She's bad. She's bad. Oh, love. I want, I
I
want, I want, I want,
heard
I
that
want.
one. I want, please.
That was one whining ass nigga. Make it last forever.
Would you have given Keith some in his prime?
Honestly, Keith was not a bad looking man with his whining ass.
I'd probably,
If
give
you
him a
had to choose,
sniff.
if you had to choose between, okay, I'm gonna give you three old school niggas to choose from. You gotta pick one.
Don't give me no bullshit, though.
Out of
You're gonna say like
LSG.
BB King. You're gonna be like BB King, and
No,
I'll
out
probably
of
get with BB King. Okay.
okay. You know what? No, not LSG. Let's do Keith Sweat, Johnny Gill, or Bobby Brown. And in their primes, in their primes, in their primes.
Johnny.
Yes, you want that my.
Mama, mama. Oh, come on. Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah,
Okay. Bobby had that juice. No, I'm sorry. Bobby got that peach.
I
But no. A little too rough. A little too.
don't want that weed lace. I like weed, but I don't want weed laced with cocaine, girl.
Okay.
Cocaine.
Now, who the hell are you this week?
This week, I am the bias in Potomac.
You're who in
The
Potomac?
bias, the bias in
Oh,
Potomac.
oh,
This girl,
oh.
I got
Oh, man.
plenty of opinions.
Okay, I like it. Okay. This week I am Peggy Salehian.
Oh, girl.
Okay.
With your
Because
sports cars.
this week wasn't about shit, so I'm gonna be a non-motherfucking factor person.
You didn't enjoy the Potomac reunion?
I enjoyed it.
In Miami
In
game.
terms of reunions, I'm not impressed with this one really.
Mm-hmm.
Thus far, it's very into it's entertaining, but it's not really kind of like the Atlanta, the last Atlanta reunion. It was like, huh,
But I feel
a
like
little
Miami is about to
smooth.
deliver, though.
I would like to deliver. Okay, continue.
Speaking of show, okay, let's do the, you want to do the tea first?
Let's do it.
There's a whole lot going on. So Kim Zolciak, her shit was about to be in foreclosure, but I guess Big Papa came through because it's no longer on foreclosure.
Big
And
Papa really paid for
no, girl, I just made that up.
was about to say, you gotta be kidding me.
But her loud ass daughter caught up with TMZ and was and flipped and said, "Oh, this isn't the first time." And I would be like, "Bitch, don't do your like you keep your mouth shut, girl." But y'all out here fucking hawking all this shit on Instagram and selling your used bags and stuff, you know. Just own it. If you can't afford it, then downsize. Like, there's no need to go in debt to look good for the Joneses.
Bitch, well, first off, she's never looked good for nobody's damn Joneses. I don't know. She out here looking like Marsha Brady with 10,000 bundles and lips the size of a whole fucking puppy. She looks stupid, okay? Her husband looks stupid standing by her with her broke ass, these, selling cigarettes, ashtrays that are Gucci ashtrays and shit. Nobody
Who
wants that bullshit.
the fuck buys Gucci ashtray?
A gaudy ass bitch, okay? Just like it reminds me of, when Oprah shaded Toni Braxton, did you really need a Gucci
Oh,
China? I
yeah, I
love
remember
that.
that. I remember that.
Because you ain't gonna eat off them fucking plates
You
anyway. I might
ain't.
as
They're
well just
just gonna
buy it.
sit there and collect dust.
Now,
I never
I thought
understood fine china.
there are plates from my grandmother, okay, sitting at my parents' house that are not designer anything, but nobody's ever eaten on them motherfuckers ever. Since
Like they got all the
I've
presidents
been
on
living,
them.
I have yet to see anybody eat them shits
Do they
on
got all the
shit.
presidents on them? They got Martin Luther King on the plate.
No.
Sojourner
But
Truth.
I think that's actually Tiffany.
Okay.
But never been eaten on.
I feel like every black elder has those plates.
Or that cookie shit that has a bunch of sewing shit up in there.
I've never seen a cookie box with cookies in it, unless I was in the store. I've never been to anybody's house with that cookie box, with the actual
That
cookies
blue
in, with the
canister.
cookies in the motherfucking box. It's always been something else. Always.
And them cookies are ass. Cookies ain't
I never
shit.
had those cookies.
Tastes like air. Tastes like it's like if you like the taste of fortune cookie, then get you a canister of that.
Oh girl,
Mm-hmm.
so we talked about Kim. Then we got all the fucking mess going on in Atlanta. Your favorite girl, Drew, she done dropped it all right. She done. So first word came out on the street via People Magazine that Ralph filed for divorce from her. And when I saw that article, I was like, why the fuck does she not file for divorce and he ain't shit? And then TMZ was like, hold up, bitch. She filed first. And I was like, okay, girl. But I find it ironic that they filed after the season wrap.
Convenient.
Because I'm just like, okay, is this, are you trying to secure a peach for next season?
She needs to secure a motherfucking new wig. She needs to secure shutting the fuck up. I should tweet her bitch ass and say, hey, bitch, I guess he is a hoe ass motherfucker. Okay, should I still get suspended, you stupid bitch? Fuck you. Okay. You're gonna come out here on this motherfucking article, be like, oh, he's been cheating. Really? Oh, did we not be, weren't we all telling you that shit to the fucking TV screen, you
We've been saying
stupid,
this shit for
dumb
quite a few
bitch. You're a dumb
years.
ass hoe. You're a dumb ass. You should have never gotten married to this motherfucker. You shouldn't even given him the pussy. Okay?
Well,
Fuck
honestly, I
you.
feel like that's why he was hesitant on adopting the boy because he knew he wanted a way out.
Shit. He don't give a fuck about them kids. Fuck him. Ralph ain't shit, okay? And you ain't shit. Both of y'all motherfuckers ain't about a goddamn thing, okay? So get your ass out there, try to get on step up 11 and do a new
Not step
one.
up 11.
Okay. Take it into the TikToks. That's the name of the film. So boom, get your ass on there and record a hit track for that. Can't wait. We gonna buy
I like the
it.
beats.
Fuck her. But she is a stupid ass bitch. Okay. You think I feel sorry for her? Guess what? I don't.
What are you drinking today, by the
The hell? I am drinking.
Oh, bitch, I almost finished this already.
I am drinking Globerati Tempranillo from Spain. It's delicious. Got a little zest to it. I can taste hints of currants and strawberry. Very delectable.
Yes, I'm having a tequila sunrise. And I'm almost finished.
You were started before we even got here.
I sure
Damn.
did, girl. I the second girl, I don't want to talk about my job on here, but girl, this week tried me.
This week, today drained me.
Girl, the second I logged off of work, bitch, I poured me this glass and I fucking made my plate of dinner and I was like, okay, let me eat this shit and drink this shit so I can talk about these hoes so I don't be falling asleep trying to stay up all night.
Should I take an
Nah, we're good with the drinks right now. So you want to talk about the mess that's going on in Potomac before we talk about Potomac?
Let's do it. Let's
Okay.
do it.
There's been so much going on social media this week in the streets of Potomac.
I like it.
So earlier this week, Mia, with her lying ass, got to posting about these so-called alleged receipts that she quote unquote has about Wendy eating dinner with Peter, trying to allege that there was more to the story than there really was. And it captioned, it's a video of Wendy just talking about the food at Peter's restaurant. And I don't think there was anything sexual about it. They're just two adults talking
Eating.
about food, eating. Why are you making something more than what it is, bitch? And the caption says, I didn't go out to dinner with her. I didn't have a late night snap with her. I only filmed with her for 5 minutes. Lies, lies, lies. Sorry, P, wrong food group. Zen Wen was playing with the snapper, not the cookie. But so this is in response to Peter posting a video on Instagram talking about he don't appreciate Mia throwing his name out there like that as if he slept with Wendy when that didn't happen, which honestly we all know it didn't happen because Wendy ain't gonna. Why would you leave? Why would you cheat on fine ass Eddie with stupid ass Peter? You know Wendy ain't gonna do that. Wendy would be a fool. Wendy ain't gonna do that. Wendy ain't that kind of girl. We know Wendy ain't that kind of girl.
He said numerous times, I don't know these women.
You know.
Not these women, these women.
And so then G came out and was firing back, talking about, oh, you didn't know her when you held our daughter, and da 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 da. Now, here's the thing. I think that Mia, G, and Peter, they know each other. But this Wendy shit, I don't think it's nothing more than a platonic friendship that was trying to go into business ventures and it didn't, and they had a falling out. What do you think about it?
I think that she needs to come up with better storylines. Wendy needs to come up with better storylines because this Nigerian nightclub library was some bullshit from the jump.
Nigerian nightclub. Well, I mean, when you got the green-eyed bandits trying to accuse everybody's damn husbands of doing shit.
Listen. I don't see Wendy as a kind of bitch who's gonna be out there cheating on her husband
No,
and
she don't give me
acting
that
up
at
like
all.
that. But I never suspected her of that. I
And just
didn't.
it like when I read that, I was like, Wendy, I don't think Wendy ain't about that life. And so then now, speaking of allegations, now Michael Darby is trying to sue Candace for defamation over oral sex claims and wants $2 million. But here's my thing.
$2 million.
To try to sue Candace over that shit, but then it was Robin that was saying that you said it out of your mouth that she would suck his dick.
If he tries to sue Robin, that's gonna fuck shit up with Juan. Okay.
You're right.
Don't mess
But
with
the
my
gag
man.
is
Don't mess with my man.
everybody on the cast talked about you. So why is it that you all of a sudden want to sue Candace? But everybody on that show, they even talked about your ass in the fucking book. It's in writing. Not me being like Giselle and overly enunciating my words.
Because in writing.
In the binder, I'm glad you are bindering. But it's just like, I don't understand. Honestly, I feel like that case has no leg room because I read somewhere that, when you go on Housewives, there is an anti-slander, not slander, but you can't sue each other over these things. If you're a current cast member. But then we all seen this happen before with Jim Bellino and Tamara and Shannon. So I guess once you're no longer on the show, then you can sue. But it's stupid. It's just like, Michael, go under the rock and guard the precious like you're supposed to, and leave us alone.
Ain't nobody thinking about him, okay? Nobody. Nobody's checking for him.
And so let's talk about the reunion on Sunday.
Let's get it.
Girl, what did Candace say about the uterus? You're on what?
Your dwindling
Your
uterus.
dwindling uterus. And you know, some people are like, oh, they're body shaming, but honestly, yeah, it's fucked up to say. And I know I'm probably gonna get some reactions when I say this, but bitch, if you accuse my husband of doing some foul shit. And you keep going and going and going, bitch. I'm coming at you with all guns a-blazing.
I like it.
And the thing about Giselle is like, bitch, like you. The thing that irritated me was when Andy was trying to talk about the situation with the hysterectomy, and they were going on, and then she said, "Oh, we'll talk about that later." I was like, bitch, you signed up for this. You're on a show to talk about your life, and that's what the fucking reunion is about. Oh, and then when Andy was like, no, we're gonna talk about it now, I was like, oh. And Andrew done woke up. Andrew said, bitch, I don't give a fuck no more, ho. You answering. I mean, it's, yeah, still, but it's just, it's just the audacity of her to expect so much out of everybody, to dig and prod up in everybody's life, but you don't want to talk about yours. Where they do that at?
Things are going to have to change next season. I need to get more from everybody. I need transparency in this motherfucker.
Full transparency and not deflecting off of bullshit rumors that are not true. Like, I understand. I mean, granted, I've never been a straight man in my life. And, I get how it can look a little weird for a married man to be in a room with a woman. But I'm just like, girl, but you sat there and you talked about this man's dick on multiple occasions. You drew pictures of it on the wall.
She
Did we not
wants, well, she
forget?
needs some dick, okay?
But did we not forget that, America? Did we not forget that? And here's the thing. If the tables were turned and Chris was talking about her nipples, like if he saw her titties and he said that she got some Skittle nipples or some bologna nipples or
Nipples.
some pineapple or some pepperoni nipples or something like that.
What's like
Bitch, I've been
a
drinking. But if he was talking about her genitalia or her titties like that, she wouldn't like that in America, and America would want his ass on a silver platter. Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, he's white, so it wouldn't be that bad.
But still, it's a man. If a man says something like that about a woman, it won't be right. So, Giselle, what is it that you are going to be inappropriately talking about your friend's husband's dick multiple times for seasons? Multiple seasons. Not just one, not just two, but like multiple seasons. But then you sit here acting like he done grabbed your ass or something like that. Girl gone.
Is delusion.
It's delusion. And then Robin sitting there, everything should be on film. Girl, the production been killing me with this when she said that. And then literally after she said that, then it says 2 weeks later. And I was like, oh, the reckoning is coming next week.
Oh, they're on her ass.
And I guess
Enjoy it.
next week is going to be the finale, the third part is going to be 90 minutes. And then we're going to have Miss Jacqueline come out there with her box. And then, of course, Mia brings out her damn box of receipts. But let's talk about the part that really pissed me off. The colorism part. And how when Wendy was talking about the assault that Mia did with the drink throwing, and how Giselle was like, oh, well, I don't like you. So hold up now.
First off, that segment should have never even happened in the first place because with Andrew as a moderator.
They should have had somebody else moderate it. Where was Nikki Parker?
So, her or Nina Parker.
Nina Parker. Why is it Nikki Parker? That's death.
Well, I'm thinking, oh, you really want Monique, but okay. Nikki
that's
Parker.
but bitch, Monique would have been, hey, my sweet babies.
I love it for real,
I love
okay?
us for real. I wouldn't have minded Monique, Iyanla, Monique, fucking just somebody, anybody, Ebony K. Williams, somebody.
Ebony would have been, wouldn't let nobody talk, first of all. Yeah. Felicia Rashad, somebody.
Somebody, because like that conversation did not need Andrew there. One, two, someone needed to hold Giselle to the fire more for her hypocrisy. And then
because they brought up Monique, and then she was just like, oh, well, guess what? Too windy. You know, I didn't help out. I didn't say anything because I don't like you.
The and fuck?
That set me aback. I was like, oh, it's like that.
It's like that. But you were so busy talking about this is wrong for black women and da 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 da. You're making us look bad. We're a misrepresentation of us. But then when someone that you don't like gets a drink thrown in their face, you don't care because you don't like them?
Wendy should have cussed her smooth.
Oh, girl, I would have been like, Wendy's better than me because I would have been done cussed her out and motherfucking Mia out.
And Robin. Okay, you're going to sit there with the camera on me saying I'm antagonizing everybody. Bitch, you shut the fuck up. What you're not going to do is run your goddamn mouth when a bitch assaulted me with a fucking drink, putting her fucking hands in my damn face, is trying, threatening to hit me. Bitch, try it. Don't get fucked up in these streets.
Girl, because listen, because you already know how I am. You throw some shit on me. We both going to jail, huh? Girl. But I get Wendy has a lot more to lose than I do. And I get not wanting to.
I've got things to lose, but I react a lot quicker than how I think.
But also too, I feel like if Wendy would have got up and mollywopped her, they would have been calling her all types of aggressive and monster and everything else. And you notice they already been kind of icing her out of shit too, which I don't like that.
I can only hope that the upcoming season, if she returns, if you're going to do colorist shit, then you know what? Let the blackies get the light ones down. Okay, take them down. If that's what we're doing.
Shit. And I think it's time to give Jacqueline a flute. Bring Jacqueline on.
What?
Yeah.
Jacqueline's too emotional.
It's okay. We need mass. I'm excited
what
to see
I
the.
Want, what I want to prevent, if we can, is I would like to prevent Potomac from turning dark like the rest of them. And I don't think Jacqueline would help.
Yeah, true. I think that's probably why I've been gravitating towards Girls Trip in Miami, because those shows give us the light fun that we haven't had in a while, because every franchise has kind of like shifted to you did some real fucked up shit. But we shall see.
Speaking of a Girls Trip, you going to Vegas anytime soon?
No, and I'm not seeing Erika Jane in Las Vegas. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I can bet money that some Sacramento hoes gonna be like, "Hey, Clayton, come on, we're going down to the Vegas. We're gonna go see Erika Jane," and you can be like, "Okay, let's go." Okay, and y'all gonna stay at the Aria and get sweets and shit, and you're gonna be right there talking about how expensive it is to
To be me
eat.
and pat my puss.
Exactly. Okay.
I'm good, love.
You sure?
I'm positive.
She gonna be performing at that little bar in the middle of Bakersfield at the rest stop halfway.
Not the bar in Bakersfield. I just don't understand, girl. You don't have hits. What?
In what's it called? Something Willow.
Pussy Willow?
Not Pussy Willow. It's that place halfway, that little town like Huckle Willow or something like
Girl, I
that.
don't know. I don't go out that way.
Don't play.
I do not go out that way, so I don't know.
But I don't know what a residency would look like for her. She has what, three songs?
She got like at
Four.
least 10, but like they're not for us. And that's all I'm gonna say. They're not. But do you want to go to
Has no
Jersey?
entertainment value for me.
Huh?
Oh, God. Okay. I had to brace myself for it.
Wait,
Okay.
do the sound, do the sound.
Oh.
So this week's episode of New Jersey started off with the guys coming home from the guys' night out, and they were all still pretty drunk and stumbling and shit. And then, of course, Joe Gorga still had his anger towards Teresa, which honestly, as the more episodes go by, I'm looking at Joe and Melissa, and I'm just like, y'all really are holding this shit to keep a storyline going.
They ain't got nothing else.
Because any regular person would have just been like, yo, you're my sister. Let's work this out. I'm going to be in your wedding. I'll be there. I love you. Boom, done. But, and I'm not a Teresa hugger whatsoever. But it's not Teresa and Louie, it is Joe and Melissa. Wanted to keep holding this shit going. Am I right or am I wrong?
What it is all four of them need to be off the show.
Let the new blood in, because honestly, when Miss Thang got
I
into
have
it with Jennifer, I was like, oh, okay. When Rachel got into it with Jennifer.
we got we had that. That was something about a
That was
nose.
something. And then I'm sorry about your nose job. I was like, ooh. Ooh. And then we had Jackie against Danielle about the wrinkled clothes and a lot. It's just so petty and stupid.
When Jackie got that trash ass weave up in there, okay,
Girl, when you can see the
horrible
damn.
extensions.
You can see the damn tape ends on camera. I'm like, girl.
Jackie's mad. She needs. Jackie needs some business. Get some work, okay?
That's funny because, like, I have never seen her look so stank all the years she's been on the damn show until now. And in this damn love bubble party, I know every time they said that, I know your eyes was rolling.
I was like, this is fucking ridiculous.
And then the girl in the bubble in the pool.
Let me just say honestly about the show in general. I could have watched the episode 10 seconds ago, and I still don't know what the fuck happened. Okay? Because it just goes from one ear to the other with me. I have zero interest in these people. Jersey does nothing for me. Does nothing. Nothing. Bring back Danielle Staub, and I might have
Stop.
something to say. Yes. Because that bitch is like certifiably insane, and it's interesting
If
to
you
me.
were to recast New Jersey, who would you cast in it?
Jacqueline Laurita, Danielle Staub, Caroline Manzo, Kathy Wakile.
We're old school.
We are old school. And Kim D.
Now, what about
Yeah.
Jennifer Aiden?
I guess she can wipe down the tables or something.
Not wipe down the tables, but
Wipe down the damn table.
so then Jennifer Aiden was being messy, talking to Jen Fessler about Margaret, and she didn't think that Jen Fessler was going to tell Margaret about her digging. This whole thing of digging information on people, it's weird. Do you do like, I only know that in Housewives world, but do you do that in real life? I'm gonna call somebody to get information about this bitch.
No, because generally, I have a general dislike of people, and so I just really don't care. I don't really care. I had a friend, and she did a background check on me.
What?
Yes. And so we were all cool, you know. Then, you know, all of a sudden she texted me. She's like, "So, how can you ever tell me about your DUI in 2008? And I was like, "Excuse me?" And she said, "Well, it's general knowledge. I got it from the background check that I did on you." And I said, "Why the fuck you got a background report on me?" And she
What
said, "I just want to
the
know more about you." And I said,
You could have
"You
just
could
asked,
ask.
though.
Bitch, you could ask." And I didn't tell you because why would I tell you?
Was a long time
But
ago.
it had nothing to do with you. You weren't there. I did not know you at the time. That pissed me the whole fuck off,
A
okay?
background check. Who she thinks she is, Miss Quad?
And she got butt hurt because I'm very good at detachment. So I just gradually detached and detached and detached until we no longer or have contact with each other. That was fucked up. I don't play that shit, bitch.
Wow,
So,
I'm
and
just.
she said, "Well, you could do a background check on me." Well, I don't care, bitch. I don't give a fuck about your boring ass life and your raggedy ass, bland ass boyfriend. I don't care. How
And
dare you?
then, of course, the daughters and Melissa having that awkward conversation. That was.
That scene was hard. I was
It
like,
was
oh.
hard. Cause I was like, oh, that you could cut that tension with the damn chainsaw. Like it was very tense. Now, do you think that someone said Melissa should have just stayed home? But I feel like they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. Because if they go, the people say, oh, she looks fake. But if she didn't go, then it'd be like, oh.
It's better off to just show up and do your faces to people and deal with that bullshit. Okay. She could have not said my nieces have hate in their heart or something, whatever she had. I was like, you could have left that out.
Yeah, that was a little harsh. But then Teresa
But
didn't do any better when she
they
got
are
on
from
top
your
of
kids,
that,
so I don't.
when she got on top of that damn table talking about my chosen family. And I'm like, girl, you know damn well. All that's gonna do is make Melissa go home and tell Joe, and Joe's gonna get to slapping and shaking the table. Woo, we're shaking the table, getting mad about
Gonna bang
that.
the wall.
You know how he
Bang that
does.
wall like Donkey Kong and shit.
But what had me weak was when Jacqueline was like, I didn't look her up or down in production. Was like, yes, you did. And they showed her looking her up and down. But
Over an outfit, okay.
Daniela, like,
at the end of the day, both you bitches are still in New. Do you live in Milan? Do you live in New York? Do you live in Paris? No, you live in New
Jersey.
Irving, where fashion is left to die.
Not left to die.
Shit.
Girl, but what I loved with when Rachel and Jennifer are going at it, and she's like, "Don't let the door hit you," and then Rachel was like, "There is no door, bitch." And then she's like, "I'm gonna give Jennifer Adam power. I'm not gonna give her power over me." And I'm just like, "But you're leaving. That's giving her power over you." And
maybe
then
Rachel is trying to imply that, bitch, I'll beat this hoe's ass.
But I was laughing when her husband was like, "You want to go check her? You want to go check her? We could go back. You go check her." And I was like, "Oh,
what was that? What's the name of that fake ass black spray shit that Joe had on his head? You see his back?
Just for Men."
Does Rachel's husband have that on the beard? That beard is too sculpted.
Yeah, I'm with. Every time I see him, I'm just like, is that your beard or is that color pencil? Like,
what's that shit called? It's not called Saison. It's
Just for Men. But Vidal Sassoon. It's not cute, I'll tell you that.
Shit.
But, you know, next week gets more juicier. Of course, Margaret and Jennifer Aiden are going at it. And then they're talking about families and all this type of shit. And I'm just, oh, Lord Jesus. But I was like, I already know Rasan's going to be like, take me out to pasture. Take me to the king.
Truth is, I'm tired.
Okay. Options
are very few. I'm gonna be left with nothing but Jersey until the next, till the fucking girls trip, bitches. Come on.
And I don't know where this trailer for Orange County is. Do you think that rumor is true about Orange County?
I don't think that's enough news to stop a show, hold it, delay it.
True.
It's a trailer. It's not like they're putting out the whole damn thing. It's a trailer. Shit. It's 2 fucking minutes. You think they got to scramble back to adjust shit? Oh, we can't look. Gina look like she's full-time in a trailer.
Oh, girl.
Nobody cares about that shit. Got me amped up. Okay.
We sure did. All right. Then, let's get into Miss Miami.
Let me tell you something.
What you gonna tell me?
Get your ass on Spotify or iTunes or wherever and get Adriana single, $1.99.
I'll say this. Adriana looks good. She looks phenomenal. I'll give her that.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying you better get that single.
I'm not buying that.
We're supposed to be doing the research for the show.
I can listen to it, but I'm not buying it.
Here's what we're going to do. I will pay you $50. I will pay you $50 if you play that at the club and your DJ night.
Girl, bye. Well, yesterday was Latin night. Latin night is on Wednesdays.
Then I go just on Wednesday.
I can just imagine playing.
Dare you.
But and put on.
Yes. Put it on.
Miami.
Put it on.
Girl. But the part that got me irritated was Alexia is, I don't know if she's deflecting or what, but like, she's not owning up to what she does, but expects people to apologize for what they do. She did not once apologize for her digging up information on her friend, did she?
Of course not. Why would she?
That's true.
Why would she? She's a horrible fucking bitch, which is why her horrible fucking son wants to leave the damn country because that bitch is so damn rotten. Okay. Take your ass to Puerto Rico. Don't come back, bitch.
I pulled out a $300,000 loan to go to Puerto Rico. Da, 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 da. Nah, bitch, you probably went out there to lay low because the cops call it probably looking for your ass.
He
But
got that PPO. Okay.
not the
Thinking
PPO.
he got the PPO. Okay. Thinking he's doing something. He's going to leave the country or leave United States proper. Whatever you want to call it. Shit. Bitch ass. Your mama's a bitch. You a bitch. Your
He
father's
is
a
a
bitch.
bitch. Don't you
Shit.
disrespect Frankie now. He ain't
I
did
said his
nothing.
father's a bitch.
Okay.
Did I
Which
say Frankie?
why the fuck is that man filming?
How are you going to accuse me of saying Frankie? I didn't even say anything close to Frankie. I said father.
Hey.
Damn it. You better watch yourself. Shit.
Trash.
Okay. Now,
Where's
what
Barbara
else?
Walters? So Nicole's dad came by and he, of course, did the family session. And Nicole's gonna huddle that. We're gonna see her Parkway soon. Oh, what'd I say, Parkway? Ooh, the
I
tequila.
was like, Harwood.
Oh, I say
Yeah,
Parkway. Oh gosh. Ooh, girl. See, this is why we don't drink a lot when we record. Anyways, I know Brianna's yelling, what the fuck? I know somebody's gonna be on them damn Twitter comments. What the fuck did he mean? Girl, I'm tired. And that's it. But anyways,
Felicia's the only one who gets tired, y'all.
well, Rasan got more energy than I do. Rasan's a young tenderoni.
Am I?
Yes.
I'm the one knocking on 40 door, okay?
Hey, but you know what though? We don't look like it. Praise. Anyways, as I was saying, let me sit up. So Nicole's dad came back into town and they're trying to mend their fences, trying to work things out. They got the therapist there, and they're just doing a lot of unpacking. I know how you feel about therapy sessions on the Housewives. I hear you start to say I hear it coming out of your mouth. I hear it. That's why I'm not going to talk too much about it.
I was shopping.
I was putting my groceries away on that scene. Adriana sent Lisa to Alexia's house to kind of try to extend the olive branch. Of course, Alexia wasn't having it, which, yeah, what Adriana said was fucked up. It was fucked up. But, bitch, you sitting here saying that I'm fucking a married man and not apologizing when I prove to you that you're wrong. Both y'all wrong. But it's the fact that Adriana wanted to apologize. And you're acting like you ain't never did nothing wrong.
As she always will. Okay, she's
always
damn near 60, going on 13. You're a stupid troll ass hoe who wears horrible clothes. Your extensions are awful. The lipstick is so tired. That's like the first MAC line you ever got. Okay, that looks like fashion fair makeup.
Not fashion fair. Ooh,
fashion fair. Okay, you remember that shit?
Yes, girl.
Alexia is a fu- and you know what, Marisol, you're a trash bucket too. Because guess what, you don't have to accept an apology. But you know what? Just let it happen. Ain't nobody gonna bend over and kiss your motherfucking asshole, okay? After apologizing, I'm gonna apologize, and that's it. If you don't take it, then that's it, bitch. Fuck you. Grow the fuck up, drunk ass bitch. From one drunk ass motherfucker to you, you're a
drunk sloppy, ass bitch,
raggedy elf looking hoe. And that dress was horrible. That dress was ugly as shit.
Which one?
That big ass drooping ass bow. That was ugly as fuck.
The confessional dress with the things.
I'm talking about the dress Marisol wore to the Gertie party. That purple with that big ass bow.
Oh yeah, that wasn't
cute.
Was
stupid. It was raggedy, and it just accentuates that you have no titties. Okay, your shape is Sutton-esque, not great. So do better, old ass bitch.
Bitch, there's got to be more to you than just cocktails, girl.
There ain't nothing, okay? You're a drunk with nothing to do. Must be nice.
Must be nice. Dirty, ma'am. I see what you were trying to do, but the party looked cute. I'll give her that. Like, it looked cute for the space that she rented. It looked real cute. But trying to fix the situation with this woman, I'm like, girl, I don't.
You know what I want Gertie to do?
What?
Just because she looks like hers, I want to do the Trina.
Mess. She does not like Trina Braxton.
She looks just like Trina when Trina had a few less pounds. You know it. All she's missing is she's not singing the hoose, and we're talking about
the hoose.
We're talking about doing a showcase. And I want all the girls to come to the hoose. happy Tracy Thursday.
I know. Oh, Tracy Braxton, may she rest in peace. The part that I saw, well, the end part, because it looks like they didn't really get like to like a resolution, but I guess like there's gonna be more at the reunion. But the end part that before we get to that, let's talk about Adriana's confessional look with the things in her hair. What did you think about that look?
I thought it was a damn shame. I said, what are we trying to do? Okay, you Chiquita Banana, that ain't it. You look lovely anywhere else, but that was not the one. Not the one. Okay. And most of their confessionals are pretty good, except for Alexia and except for Marisol. Alexia, her confessionals be looking like the Hulk with Hulk titties. Okay. Titties spilling all over to her shoulder and shit. That's not how it's supposed to look.
And then Nicole with the
bikini and the one titty lit just out.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Nicole, I'm like, girl, they done sold that house for $44 million. So you better get that money, bitch, to Jeff Bezos' mama.
Get that coin. I bet you Jeff Bezos' mama don't look like, you know, Queen Goomba, Lenny Sr.
Girl, Marina ain't shit. Talking about, oh, well, you're always gone, so that's why he cheated. What? What?
I would have, the quickness that a bitch would have come out my mouth, I would be like, bitch, you old fucking hoe. Don't you ever.
Let me call Mario and them to come stomp you out, girl.
I will slap you across this motherfucking table so fast, old ass.
Hoe. Look like a fucking gremlin. Ugh.
And you know what, listeners? Let me just say right now, I do apologize for my language. I don't like calling people old. I am not ageist. Okay, I know a lot of our listeners are of a particular seasoned age, and I love it very, very much. I appreciate you all.
But they're not evil like this bitch.
When I talk about old bitches, these are old ass evil bitches. Alexi is an old ass dumb hoe. Lenny's mama is an old ass Goomba looking Bowser hoe. When I mean old hoe, I mean old hoe. And you know, it's a difference. We're all vibrant and young. Praise him.
Praise him. Assalamu alaikum, girl. Praise him, girl. Ugh. But all in all, it was a good episode. I feel like I'm missing somebody, but I'm like, Julia, I don't really.
Julia was vibing with Marisol and Larsa and them. And I'm like, what the fuck you doing over there?
Why are you talking to Larsa's old fake ass? But I love how Tamron Hall was grilling Larsa about dating Michael Jordan's son.
Oh, you watched that?
Yeah. I love Tamron Hall. But it was just, I was like, Larsa, you know what you're doing. I'm just having fun. Nothing more. I'm having fun. Girl, shut up.
You know, Lars has fucked up her face so badly that you can't even tell if she's happy or upset or surprised or astonished or anything. And I'm just wondering, okay, what's it like when you fucking, are you even getting pleasure? Are you feeling it? How are you expressing it?
Probably too busy taking a bunch of pictures of her feet to figure that out. But I will say this, though. The reunion preview looked really good.
We got that. Let me tell you something for reunions.
Uh-huh.
I will create my own petition. Please, somebody replace Andrew, because he makes me sick to my stomach. Just him on the backtrack to the beginning of the reunion preview. He said, mirror, mirror on the wall. I'm like, oh, I don't want to hear your fucking voice. I don't want to hear your voice. I just want somebody else. There has got to be somebody else. Give me an Asian man, Asian woman, Latina, Indian woman, somebody. I don't want him. Give me someone. I'll take Anderson Cooper.
Oh.
He's a bit more likable. He's still a white jackass, but he's a bit much more likable than Andrew.
Hell, Don Lemon, somebody.
Not Don Lemon.
Yes, girl.
Does he pronounce it Lemon?
I don't know, I probably didn't say that right, but yeah.
I thought it was just Lemon. What the fuck is Lemon? You doing that?
I thought it was Don Lemon. I thought it was Don Lemon.
What the fuck, Clifton?
I thought it was Don Lemon.
Ain't nobody. I have never in my life heard Don Lemon before right now. Don't you?
Let me see.
It spelled lemon.
I thought it was Don Lemon. Don Lemon.
California Energy Policy.
Let me pull up a video to see how they pronounce it.
and now we import 75% of
our I really thought it was Don Lemon.
Resulting in even higher gas prices for working families. Learn more. Embattled CNN anchor Don Lemon.
Oh, it is Don Lemon. Oh.
So when you see, like,
it is Don Lemon.
Are you like two Lemons?
Girl, fuck you.
I'm serious. you buy Shoe God? Do you buy Rosa Mary? Syme?
Shut up.
Chivez? Onions?
Ingredients.
I will not forget this, Clinton Charles.
Nah, that's just happy week. Well, it's getting towards my bedtime, and
I got one more question. Did you finish Orange County?
It got to Kelly talking about Black Lives Matter, and I haven't turned it on since.
You don't want to hear about Black Lives Matter from Kelly Dodd? What?
Nah, I got to that, and yeah. I was like, you know what? I know what happens after this. I've seen it in real time on social media. I'm good. So in my mind, I'm already caught up. I'm good. We already got enough bullshit that we got to see all the time. I don't want to see this fucking bitch.
Speaking of shit that we've seen all the time, you see that video of the alligator eat that woman?
Yeah.
I'm one of those people in the comments that said, why in the fuck didn't they show the whole video of him chomping her ass up when I had to watch all these people get shot in my face online the past few years?
Oh.
I mean, we got to stop it. So, can't see old lady get eat up by the crocodile, whatever the hell it was, okay? But, oh no, shoot this motherfucker in the face and everybody gonna see it online.
Without your consent.
Without my damn consent. Okay? Period. That's all I gotta say. That's all I gotta say. Oh, you know what's really good?
What?
Did you watch The Wind Down on BET?
Yes, Mary.
You watched it?
Yes, I watched it this morning.
Let me tell you something. Was yours uncensored?
Yes, mine was uncensored too.
Because at first I had it playing in the background. I had my wine. I was kind of scrolling and listening in the background. I heard fucking. I said, fuck. Hold on. I had to rewind it. I was like,
yeah, BET Plus is uncensored.
Was that Plus?
Yeah.
I thought it was just BET.
No, it's BET Plus, baby.
I don't even know I subscribed. Well,
before we go, I'm excited for the last part of the reunion. And hopefully we get some Orange County news soon, because I don't know what they're doing with that. But yeah.
I think New York might be coming soon.
Oh.
A whole group of new hoes I gotta figure out.
I know, girl. We'll see how that goes. Well, all right, friend.
We gotta keep an open mind, Clifton Charles.
We will have a... You wanna have an open mind?
Well, it's different if it's a bunch of new bitches. I gotta, I'll give that. I'll give them that. When it's, I try to have an open mind. I try to do clean slate when it's a new season of a show. When Jersey just began a month ago, whenever it started, I was like, okay, clean slate. And first episode, same old shit. Same old people talking about the same old stupid ass dumb shit. So I'm going to continue watching, of course. However, it's just not piquing my interest as it should. It's been hard. I don't give a fuck. I really don't give a fuck about your family. It ain't my damn family. I don't give a fuck about this shit.
It's time to let that shit go.
Let it the fuck. Did you see? Okay, what do you think about? Did you see them Beverly Hills hoes sitting at the table?
Where?
They all just sitting like a
picnic table. And fucking Dorit looking like Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
I was like, who this woman is? And it was Dorito.
I like her as a blonde more.
And you know damn well, they're going to use that picture to use that party, and they're going to have cosplay. Everything was so good until it wasn't. You know how they do. It's time for me to go. Thank y'all for listening this week. Yes, I am, bitch. I'm tired.
Motherfucker, it's 9:37.
Motherfucker, I've been working since 9 o'clock this morning.
Motherfucker, I've been working since 6:30 this morning.
Okay, girl, you want a cookie? That's your body. That's my body. I'm tired.
Let me tell you something. Oh, you're the body that actually worked that. I'm the body that be sitting around, okay?
Yeah, and I'm tired, Miss Rain.
Miss who?
Miss Rain.
Bitch, I'll thunderstorm on your bitch ass.
Well, thank y'all for listening this week. We'll be back next week. Bye. Mm-hmm.